Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about Multi-Subject Friday. Well, our first subject comes from, well, me. I was thinking, when you're brewing alcohol and you're doing something called distilling it, and you're turning it into moonshine, the first cup or the first pint, depending on how much you're making, you have to throw away because it's wood alcohol. It's very bad stuff. And then you get the regular ethanol. But if you brew beer, you still have that wood alcohol in it. It's just a very small amount. And it's not good for you. Well, that's because the yeast, while digesting and making ethanol, makes a small amount of the wood alcohol. Well, if there was a good, simple test for that, where you could, you know, with a laser spectroscopy, get petri dishes, thousands and thousands of them, and get your yeast making the alcohol, and test, and whichever batch made the least amount of the wood alcohol, you breed up that and do it again and again and again, and eventually you should be able to come up with a yeast that doesn't make any wood alcohol. So you end up with a much better ethanol. Well, that would be a moneymaker. You find that yeast or create that yeast. And admittedly, you only get to sell it once because that person then can sell it, etc. But it would be a much better for home brewing because the people that brew their own wine, their own beer, their own moonshine, if they can brew it with no ethanol or no alcohol, no wood alcohol in it, and just pure ethanol, that would be so much better. So that's my idea for today on that. And then we got one over here. This comes from Science Magazine, 6 October 2023, page 37. Damaging diamond with shockwaves. They used shockwaves to basically explode the surface of a diamond. Say on the bottom of a diamond, you send in shock waves and they focus together at one point on the surface, it'll blast that surface open and you've got a small crater essentially in your diamond. Well, that's bad. Well, let's go the other direction. Let's say you've got a natural diamond and it's full of occlusions, little dark spots in it, and you heat that sucker up and hit it with shock waves that center in on those occlusions. So you take very hot, under high pressure diamond and super pressurize those little spots and close up the occlusions. So now you've got a pure see-through diamond with no occlusions. The value of that would skyrocket. You'd be able to make an enormous amount of money taking out the spots in diamonds. And even a ring diamond, you know, somebody's come to you with this, oh, look at this nice white diamond, but it's got, you know, a few occlusions in it, which decreases the value. Put that under high pressure, high temperature, hit it with the right shock waves, and close up those occlusions. Well, you've got a gem quality diamond that's pure, crystal clear all the way through. That would be worth some money. And then let's see what's the next article here. This one, long non-coding RNA for slim mice. They were able to check your RNA, and what's called non-coding, basically they don't know what the code means, they were able to make slim mice or breed slim mice. good. It's worth checking into to see if that will work with humans. And cancer, improving immune checkpoint inhibitors. See, there's inhibitors, so your immune system doesn't run wild. You've got immune checkpoints, inhibitors that stop your immune system from attacking you. Well, cancer makes a lot of those inhibitors, so it stops your immune system from attacking the cancer. Well, of course, we want to eliminate that little checkpoint. Now, those two articles come from Science Magazine, 25 August 2023, page 846. Now, here's a one that I found rather interesting. Now, this one comes from Science Magazine, 23 February 2024, page 801. Obesity drug cuts opiate cravings. Now, what makes you obese is your craving for food. Well, you eliminate cravings. You eliminate the craving for food, you lose weight. But if it's a general elimination of cravings, you may find that people will crave opiates less. Oh, well, great. Way to combat the opioid and possibly other addictive substances. So this one definitely should be checked for other addictions. Now, it also should be checked, and I don't know if they've done this, but you should check for sex. Sex can be addictive. People claim sex addiction, okay. But pleasure reward systems. You eat, you get a pleasure sensation going. That's what causes you to eat more. You eliminate that, okay, you lose weight. But if you eliminate the pleasure, like from opioids, you may be eliminating or decreasing the pleasure from sex too, which then people taking these weight loss drugs have less sex. That would be at least good to check into, see what's going on with that. So that's my little speechifying for today, Multi-Subject Friday. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you take some of these ideas, run with them, make some money, and of course, as always, I request 10%. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.